25th installment of Erev Pesach, we're learning Siman Tafnun and Vav, which is going to discuss the amount of flour allowed to be used in a batch of dough from which you're going to make matzah. And the shear is the shear, the amount needed to be able to make the bracha of Afrashas Challah. And the reason why it can only be that amount specifically, because if it exceeds that amount, we're afraid you won't have enough manpower to keep the dough busy the entire time, which that prevents it from becoming leavened, becoming chametz. On the other hand, if you make less than that amount, you won't be able to make the bracha of Afrashas Challah, which is what's required. At the end of the seminar, I was going to discuss the Be'etzem. In certain cases, we allow you just to cover all the matzahs once they come out and be mafresh challah at the end. Halacha Aleph. Ein lashon lepesach. We do not need as a dough before Pesach. Isa gdolah mishir challah. A batch of dough which is greater than the shear of challah. The hainu, which is a sirus eifa, a tenth of an eifa of kemach of flour. And next sif, the Alter is going to explain exact amount. I'm going to bring the daily requirements of that up to date. Levi shekach shiru chacham. This is how chacham estimated. Isa kshadam is asik b'yada b'isa. The amount that a person can keep with his hands busy, the dough, Belisha, Baricha, by kneading it and arranging it. All this that we keep on saying that it's going to save it from not becoming leaven, that's only when it's not greater than the amount of Isaran. The hands are not big enough to give everything it's dealing with throughout the entire time if it's greater than the Shir Isaran. Even if his plan is that the whole batch is going to be done less than shear meal, less than 18 minutes. And less than 18 minutes, it's anyways not going to become chametz because it's just flour and water. There's no maipedis together with water. And therefore, he doesn't care. Even if I don't touch it altogether, it's not going to become chametz in that amount of time. Still, we don't recommend this beyond this size. According to this, if Taki gets it all done less than 18 minutes, then even if he wasn't dealing with it the whole time, it would still be mutter. Why should it doesn't become leaven if it's less than 18 minutes? Being that lechatchila, when you're setting out, you're not allowed to plan even to leave the dough even one moment without dealing with moishes barbasim tafnon test. Even though it won't reach chametz, you still have to the whole time be dealing with it, and you won't be able to deal with it if it exceeds the amount of shir challah. You can't need more than a yisaron. The second we say you won't be able to deal with everything properly is if you're planning not to deal with a certain part. Because you won't be able to do it properly, that it's going to save all the dough, this entire batch from chimutz. Now, halacha beitz, practically speaking, how much is a tenth of an eifa? It's 43 eggs and a fifth of an egg. From the middle medium-sized eggs of beitz's tiny girls of chicken eggs. Now, in today's day, according to the Avram Chaim Noah, in kilo, it's 1 kilo and 670 gram. In pounds, it's 3 pounds and 11 ounces. That's the way we're machmer for a bracha. Now, how exactly are you going to check that amount? And Alter is going to give us a practical way to how to test that amount if you're testing it from eggs and you want to transfer that into the amount of flour. They'll take a big kli, fill it up with water. I'll call its tip to the brim. Now, once you know that this whole kli was full, pour it into a different empty kli. Then put 43 eggs into the kli from which you poured the water out. The kli that was full of chatchila. So now take the second kli from which is holding the water now, pour it back into the first kli, which now contains 43 eggs, and try to pour in to the brim as it was at the beginning. The water that stayed in the first kli, that is the amount. That's 43 eggs, because that's what didn't go in, because the 43 eggs are in the first kli. And now you have to just add a chaymish beitzah. You add a little bit of water, the size of a fifth of an egg, and then you take a different kli, you fill up the second kli with this water. And when you have a kli that's exactly that size of the water that you poured out, and that is the size of the yisaron. Now, when you're filling it in with flour, you should fill it up scattering the flour. That means the people that sell, they don't want to press the flour to be pressed and gain less. They fill up the cup, it should be fluffy. The shouldn't press it down. Because then you're exceeding the isar, and we said it should be exactly a isar. You put it down, that means you put it down softly, scattering. You shouldn't overflow that amount either, beyond the brim of the kli. In svasa, it should be full to exactly equal with the rim of the kli. Just as you filled it up with water, that the water didn't either have overflow. So the Altareva says, now he's going to say it's true that we're trying to be mitzamtzim, should be exactly as sheer isrin as the requirement is. However, you should be careful to do it exact, to be mitzamtzim. It should be like 4 to 3 eggs and a little less. And if the muscle, the kli that you're using, is a little bit beyond, let's say that's what your wife uses the entire time for making challah, and it's berevach, that's more than the regular, than the exact mem gimel beitzim chemish beitza. So then moed akamach b'isayin amad l'challah shu machzik isayin berevach. Toiv shalo yim alenu k'tzas. You should leave a little bit less, not to exceed that amount. He says, in which case do we allow? We tell you to be mitzamtem. We could afford telling you to be mitzamtem an exact amount. Either you're going to be doing two batches now, and two different people are going to deal with them, or more. And then afterwards, you're doing from all the doughs together, you're going to take challah. So you can afford saying each one should be exactly this amount in order that they don't exceed for the inyan of matzah, but you could still make the bracha of challah. If a person is coming just to make one batch of dough and he's filling it up, then you can't afford to be mitzamtzim and to be stingy, because being mitzamtzim by isarin, if you're only doing one isarin and you're going to be stingy to make the exact amount, you're running into chashas bracha levatala, because maybe it didn't meet the exact requirement and you're not allowed to make a hafrashas challah, and neither are you lechatchil supposed to allowed to make a batch and not make a bracha. And in that case, and even if you'll do it less a little bit, you know that it's part from challah. A person is not allowed to intentionally make his batch of dough less than the shear of isar in order to avoid and evade the bracha of challah and giving challah. So therefore, yes, in the case that you're only making one batch, then you have to do it a little bit. Berevach, verbreiter it a little bit beyond this. Yuch lafresh bracha, lafresh meisazu bebracha, lishum safik, in order to be able to separate from here challah without any sfeikas. The aim of chashas chimutz. Together with that, we say there's no chashas chimutz. You don't have to be afraid from the chashas that we're discussing till now that it's going to become leavened. Machmas, mat kemach, shemoyse balisan, and shemoy de berevach. This little bit of flour that you're adding onto the isar in order to be able to make a bracha for sure, that is not going to make it come. It's this little bit that won't be the one that's going to tip the scale and make that you're not be able to knead the dough and keep the whole dough busy throughout the entire time. Halacha dal. Yes, lezar lechatchil, one should be careful. Initially, after he poured the flour into the measuring cup, or into the bowl from which he's going to knead, loy yitchuk oisabidam, he shouldn't press the flour with his hand. In addition to what we said earlier, you shouldn't press it in mitzad the measurement. He says over here for a different reason. With his hand or with anything else, when the flour becomes pressed, it's not needed well, it becomes chunks. And the water doesn't blend in properly. You may run into portions of flour staying in the dough. And that itself can come with the chimots, because that's not either even not baked properly. And that's a problem with the brooks. But it could make a tafshel out of it after it bakes. Now, halacha, hey, as we mentioned earlier, when we're discussing the Mayim Shabbat Kufa, we said you need to put in metal and you should connect it with a string to pull out so you don't have to put your hand, because the hand is mechamem. So he says, because of that, it's totally zar. It's good to be careful. Not to put your hand on the flour when it's not necessary. Hey, that the hand heats it up, as we mentioned. Halacha vav. When you put the flour into the bowl, the kneading bowl, or into the measuring delicious matzahs in order to knead the matzahs, so mitzah, specifically the ones for the mitzvah, alchis matzah for the zdarim. It's good to say verbally. You're doing it for matzah's mitzvah, as we say, the shem matzah's mitzvah. The same thing. Person pouring the water into the flour should also say anisim tafrim hay. Halacha zayin. Yes, Shaimer, there's an opinion. When did Chachamim disagree with you making a big batch of dough beyond Gdoila Misaren, more than Isaren? Elab is my name. That was specifically in their times. Why? They didn't have big brick ovens. And therefore, it would cool off very quickly. You have to again put in more wood, more firewood. There's place to be afraid and to suspect Shami Tacha Mitzvahs. Maybe, first of all, it's going to take more time for the matzah to stay in the oven beyond 18 minutes. And maybe it's going to take time even before it comes in because you need to heat it up. And it's going to swell up. But in our oven, there's much more place to pack in more and more matzahs, and they get heated up very quickly. And there's no space, there's no place to be chayshes b'chal. You can make more than a yisaren. And l'ficha, according to this opinion, motel on lolish isak doylem yisaren. Providing you have enough people to deal with the matzahs the whole time and make sure that it gets into the oven. Mitzad the oven, we're not afraid, and therefore you can do more than a yisaren. And according to this, you can do as the batch can be big enough, as much as you're capable of handling, that everybody's hands and all the kelim should continuously be busy with dealing with the dough. And in order that the dough that's stuck to their hands and the kelim should be them, and the kelim that they're using shouldn't pass the 18 minutes and shouldn't leaven. Now halacha ches the svara zu. Based on this svara, some chor oilam altar is not comfortable with it, as we'll see in a second. But this svara, the vast majority of people around the world are relying on achshav shenagalos harbi yisman, and their custom is to bake much more than a yisarn. Based on the amount of people that are helping in the matzah bakery, we don't have the ability to stand up against them and to push off being that they have who to rely on, they have this opinion. However, each person, if you're doing it personally, you should learn the first svar, because that's the white. This is the be'etzem psak. Even if you have many people helping in preparing the matzahs and arranging them and dealing with them, when you have a lot of big ovens, they're heated up. At the end of the day, this is it is today. It's never changed. The kneading of the dough is done only by one person. All the other people helping around the bakery are rolling or doing other things, but they're not dealing with the kneading. That's only one person. So it's the one person at his job, or one woman that it's her job to knead the dough, and if she won't reach everything properly, then it's a problem. It's impossible that a little bit shouldn't leave her hand. If they did knead a dough beyond the sun, I feel lost but amazing, even if it was intentional, moteres ba'achila, it is moter ba'achila. That means anytime we say you do it the Gipsaka the Alter Rebbe, anytime lechatchila, in lechatchila you should do something else, but the evidence it's mutter, so if it's done already, then it's good. The ain liknes al sha'avar, sorry, it's mutter ba'achila, the ain liknes al sha'avar, we shouldn't make, ain liknes, this is meant to be with a we shouldn't punish them based on the fact that they transgressed the Rechamim, being that there is an opinion that you're allowed to do this in Heinti Gatek with such ovens. You shouldn't be choish, maybe it became leavened b'shas lisha while it was needed, kivan shematchil salisha v'atchi yatchilo oizrim l'arach ha-matza ein sham shos k'dei hiluch mil or v'pachz m'k'dei hiluch mil. And he says, and specifically because there's people that are matter in any case, because the whole process took you less than today, hiluch mil, less than 18 minutes. And even if you weren't dealing with the dough altogether, the hiluch mil, Afim Loyim was asking about klal, even if they weren't touching the dough, loy sabali de chimutz, it wouldn't become leavened. Afal bishik does mesarin, even though it's greater than esarin. And therefore, being that there's an opinion that's matir, so even though lechatchil we pass on otherwise, but b'di'evit you can rely on the opinion that's mekel. Aval im, if you did pass that, exceeded 18 minutes, and your only thing you're relying on is the opinion that is the people were needing to dough the whole time, and we don't have the data that says that you cannot knead properly when you have that size. In that case, one should be stringent upon himself, not to eat such matzah on Pesach, and actually if he has the ability of getting other ones. If you want to knead dough on Yom Tov, here you're running into a different problem. One should be careful to measure on Erev Yom Tov. Why? One should not be measuring even L'Dvar Mitzvah. Even for a mitzvah, one is not allowed to be measuring, whether it has to do with Mech Chamemka and Shema Yichtov, as explained in Hilchos Shabbos. If you didn't get a chance to measure it on Erev Yom Tov, you should take a big Isaron cup, which is based on assumption. You know, it's like general, it's close to that amount, obviously exceeding a little bit. You shouldn't add to it in addition to that, as we mentioned, because we chash that it's going to become leaven because you can't deal with it properly. He could do it slightly less than Isaron. It's better to do it in two different batches. Do a little bit more than a half of the shear in one batch of dough, and another batch, which is a little bit more than a half, and then combine when they're both near each other, you can take challah from them or take challah from them at the end. Afterwards, you make them both one isa, and you separate challah at the end, l'mashal. And then you don't run into the problem of chimutz, and on the other hand, you could make a bracha l'mahadrin because they both exceeded together the amount of an isarin. And this is your plan to do it in these, so to speak, smaller batches, then you don't even need to try to measure it before Pesach. Before Yom